From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Not so fast. U.S. President Barack Obama is sounding a note of caution on whether the ceasefire in Syria will actually lead to peace talks. Mr. Obama used a press appearance with Jordan's King Abdullah to say that the administration is being cautious about raising expectations, noting that the situation on the ground in Syria is difficult. But he said a lessening of violence could be the basis for a long-term ceasefire. Businessman Donald Trump has won yet another state in his bid to become the Republican nominee for president. Trump had a decisive victory Tuesday in the Nevada caucuses. Final results showed Trump with 46% of the vote, far ahead of Florida Senator Marco Rubio's 24%. Texas Senator Ted Cruz finished in third place with 21%. The Taliban says it is unaware of upcoming peace talks with the Afghan government. The militants say talks will not succeed until foreign forces are completely withdrawn from the country and Islamic law is enforced there. A four-nation group working for Afghan peace has invited the Taliban and other rebel groups to participate in direct talks with the government. Talks are expected to take place in Pakistan by the first week in March. The latest results from Niger's presidential election show incumbent Mahamadou Issoufou remaining in the lead. Niger's Electoral Commission said Wednesday that Issoufou had about 37% of the vote. Opposition candidate Hama Amadou is in second place with 22%, followed by Seni Oumaru with 14%. The results include ballots from 82 of the West African country's 308 voting districts. This is VOA News.